ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the president of the PNG Kickboxing Federation, Stanley Nandick, says getting visas for his fighters to compete in Australia is stressful and saps energy ahead of events. Nandick's a former world champion, known as the Headhunter in his glory days, is trying to send a group of young fighters to Sydney for two events, the first of which is this Friday, but they're still waiting for visas. He says it would be helpful if Australian authorities could issue visas to athletes that would allow multiple entries and be valid for longer than 3 months. Stanley Nandick is speaking to reporter Godwin Eke.
If so, December is the big one where we have almost three title fights would be on the card. Mark Sondo, Nelson Samson and Kundup Samson will be also fighting for the title fights. I think these guys here have been really, really prepared. I might be taking them this week. We're just waiting for the visas and hoping that it should arrive today. As soon as when it arrives today, I think we'll be departing tomorrow. Also together with the rest of the team, because they need to also prepare themselves in Sydney prior to the event. So I think it's all looking good. We've got some support from the National Youth Development Authority, and I guess I think the officials, two of the officials, will be also accompanying us with the rest of the team. So we are looking forward for their support, and we are looking forward for the event as well.
This is not the first time you and your team has had delays when it comes to visa to Australia. Any specific reasons as to why these delays have been encountered during the application process?
Sort of on and off. The other time they issued a ticket visas, let's say 2-3 days before we applied. This is like taking a week and a half now. And so normally it takes a week for a visa process. And actually it has been exceeded that, depending on the information. But I think with the information that we are providing is genuine and it's straightforward, the sports visa. And we are not allowed to stay longer than that when the visas are granted. And we know that most of the fighters, they traveled multiple times and they haven't got any issues, but it's just that they're not giving us long visas that we can able to last for a year or two. Sometimes when they only give us 3 months, it's very limited once that is over, and then we have another invitations, and this whole process just continues again. So that is the whole thing, and we've been coming on the air very strongly emphasizing on this to treat us differently. But if it's just a system that is, if they have their own system of handling this such a situation, then we can't say or comment much on that. But as far as our preparations are going, I think we are ready, and as soon as when this comes on, and we'll be on board.
But has it affected delays, especially has it affected preparations for the tournament? And also, are you worried you might miss the competitions, or if anything like this happens? Of course, it does affect events in future.
Of course, they're correct. You're correct with that. And that situation, when you're looking at focusing much on those important things, like your preparations and things, and then in between when you have these visa issues that is no guarantee, and you having this so much of stress trying to go around and waiting for when is they going to grant these visas. And of course, it absorbs so much of our energy, but we just praying that hope things all come on in time so these guys can really, take time, because they've been really preparing for this event since after the September show. So this is one of the event that is going to be also and roll out program for this year, and we want to come up with a good news and a good performance out there on international stage. So that is where our focus is at the moment. I think this is going to be the biggest event for at least 2 to 3 times. I mean, 3 different titles in the different weight divisions. We haven't had this in a very long time. And it is, an opportunity for the country and also the fighters for them to put their position in the international level to be recognized, and so that they're able to, have any invitations around the world. And for the country, we want to really see if PNG can really place top in the world in terms of other sports. If other sports may have their own strength, why can't kickboxing become one of the sports that can do well on an international level? So all these kind of feelings about trying to represent to the best for the country and so that's happening around, and the feeling is good. It's just that matter of waiting for the visa. So if that happens, then I think we should be good.